Welcome to Between the Lines, where we journey beyond the surface of Scripture with hosts David and Jonathan. Get ready to deepen your faith as we uncover the hidden gems of the Bible. Without further ado, here's our show.
Here with David and Jonathan on WBFF 97.7 Between the Lines. We are knee-deep in Isaiah chapter 43. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. This is a powerful statement. You belong to me. Christian, how dare you disobey me? You know, you go back to the Geneva Bible. Every time the word servant is used in this book, you'll find the word slave.
Mm-hmm.
You belong to God. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. When through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And I'm going to add, as long as you follow me with all your heart. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Talking about the gathering in 1947 of the rebirth of the nation of Israel. Isaiah's all over the place. Just came out of the last chapter. Normal times for Isaiah, King Hezekiah. Now we're talking about the 1947, you know, 80 years ago. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have ears and the deaf people that have ears. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Bring my children back together, even though they don't know me, but they have eyes and hopefully they'll begin to see. This is a spiritual connotation. They have ears and hopefully they'll begin to hear and understand, because when my son came the first time, they saw and they heard, but they did not understand. And Christ's disciples asked, Master, why are you talking in parables, riddles? And Jesus says, because I know these people's hearts. They're very stiff-necked and stubborn people. And I know they will fail to understand. And it's better for them to be ignorant of understanding than to understand and not follow after God. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. God is the only pathway to salvation. And we see along the way in this Old Testament many covenants that he has made, but there is no way to salvation excluding the God of heaven. I have declared and have saved and have shewed, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. You knew me once. Not always, though. You seem to fade away a lot. Yea, before the day was, I am he. Before the day was, I am he. There was none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cries in the ships, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye know it? Not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. To give drink to my people, my chosen, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offering, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Interesting. Talk about last days here. The Jewish people do not have a temple for 2,500 years now. They cannot fulfill their religious duties without the temple. So a rabbinic type of religion, you know, similar to your Christian church. You go to the synagogue and listen to the rabbi rattle on about being a good person and stuff like that. That's not the Jewish religion. Jewish religion has not been practiced for 2,500 years. Mm-hmm. And it's what he's saying here. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. And I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
Because what I said to you 150,000 times already is, I don't want your religion. I want a personal relationship with you. That's why I sent my son to reestablish the first covenant, which was not the Ten Commandments. I say it so many times, it just rattles out of my mind. God gave an everlasting covenant to Abraham, follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. He laid the law on these people when they would not follow him with their heart. Christ came and reestablished the first covenant. Follow me with all your heart and be baptized. So, in 70 AD, when the Roman Empire squashed Judea, tore down the temple, the Jews were scattered to the four winds, and that's what he said here a few moments ago. I'm calling from the north, the south, the east, and the west for my children to come back together. And he's saying here that you have not been able to practice your religion. This book details and complete chronicles of the history and the present and the future of mankind, down to the letter. He says, I have not been worried about the fact that you have not been able to practice your religion. We're going to get it all cleared up here real soon. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. Yes, they were never following him with their heart. And even in times past and past books, he says, even when you were making sacrifices, in your heart, you really didn't care about me. In your heart, you really didn't know me. In your heart, a lot of you were following other gods. But you had become a religious person, and you had to appear to be religious. I am he that blotteth out transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thine sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together, declare thou, that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. How did we see that? As soon as they came out of Egypt, Jonathan. All the miracles they had seen to get out of Egypt. And then right away, that first generation just began to disobey. God says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Yeah, and the Levitical line, the priest line, within two generations, were in the pulpit for money, not for the service of God. Phinehas, therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary and have given Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. And he's speaking here about the destruction of the sanctuary and the fact that he cursed Israel because of what they had done to his son Messiah. He says, I will scatter you to the four winds, and you will be a thorn in the side of everyone that you live next to. Complete documentation of the Jewish history here. Chapter 44, book of Isaiah. Yet, now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jezreel, whom I have chosen. Look up Jezreel, please, Mr. Jonathan. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessings upon thine offspring. They shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. One shall say, I am the Lord's. Another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. Another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I, shall call and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from the time, and I have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any.
All right, so the name Jezreel, uprightness or righteousness in good standing with God, or doing what they're supposed to be doing as according to what, you know, he requires.
Okay, so he's saying, oh, Jacob, my servant, and he always calls Jacob my servant, and thou, Jezreel, whom I have chosen, the upright members of Jacob's tribe. Yes. There you go. Interesting. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit, and they are their own witness. They see not, nor know that they may be ashamed. Who hath formed a god or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? Talking about foolish religion here. Behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed, and the workmen, they are of men. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up. Yet they shall fear, and they shall be ashamed together. The smith with his tongs both worked in the coals, and fashioned it with hammers. Worketh with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength faileth. He drinketh no water, and is faint. I don't care what type of religion it is. Whether you're the maker of golden gods, artifacts, or little shiny images, or you're the very religious Christian that accepts Christ and still holds on to the part of the Jewish law, I don't care what kind of religion it is. What he's saying here, you can do all the work within the religion, and you'll still be faint. You'll still be hungry. You will not be satisfied, because God requires a personal relationship, a spiritual relationship with his children, whether they be Jewish or whether they be Christian. Because the final result of the Jewish religion will be conversion to Christianity. The carpenter stretcheth out his rule. He marketh it out with a line. He fitteth with planes, and he marketeth it out with the compass, and make it after the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man. It may remain in the house. He heweth down cedars and taketh the cypress and the oak, which he strengtheth. Now, in this instance, they are talking about trees. Often references to trees, different types of trees, are wealthy and mighty and spiritual men. But here we go, regular trees. And the oak, which he strengtheneth for himself among the trees of the forest. He planteth an ash, and the rain doth nourish it. Then shall it be for a man to burn, for he will take thereof and warm himself. Yea, he kindleth it and baketh bread. Yea, he maketh a god and worshipeth it. He maketh a graven image and falleth down thereto. He burneth part thereof in the fire. With part thereof he eateth flesh. He roasteth roast and is satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself and saith, Ah, I am warm, and I have seen the fire. And the residue thereof he maketh a god, even his graven image. He falleth down unto it and worshipeth it and prayeth unto it and saith, Deliver me, for thou art my God.
Is it bad that I'm seeing cavemen in my head right now?
That is an amazing analogy.
It is.
They have not known nor understood, for he hath shut their eyes, and they cannot see in their hearts, and they cannot understand. What an amazing analogy. So he plants the tree, throws the tree up, cuts it down. Part of it he starts a fire with. Part of it, the little sticks, he puts his hot dog on, and he roasts it over the fire. Feeds himself, and the best piece of the log he takes into his workshop, and he forms it into a god. Then he falls down in front of it and worships it. Religion. God hates religion. He's basically saying during this whole chapter, I am God. Yeah. There is no other God. I made everything. I made you. You are my servants. I made you for one purpose, to worship and adore me and to do my service. And religion has taken you in all sorts of different ridiculous ways. And how ridiculous are you to do such a thing?
Don't worship the tree. Worship the creator of
the
tree.
Yes, the creator of the tree. And none considereth in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned part of it in the fire. Yea, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof. I have roasted flesh and eaten it. And shall I make the residue thereof an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stock of the tree? A chunk of wood? A religious ceremony? A little necklace of beads that you pray to?
Yeah, rosaries. Yeah. Yeah.
He feedeth on ashes. A deceived heart hath turned him aside, and he cannot deliver his soul. Nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. You belong to me. The entire theme, one of the themes of the Old Testament. I am the Lord Almighty. I have made you. You belong to me. Just acknowledge that. Only unpardonable sin in this Bible, going through this testing period called earth and life, and not coming to the understanding of where you came from and who created you. Verse 22, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. And we see that over and over and over again of these disobedient children. God says, you know, follow me with all your heart. You fall away, my blessings will not be upon you. I will begin to curse you myself. But the moment you return to following me with all your heart, it will be as though what your sins were in the past, I will not remember. They'll be forgotten. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, O ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, forests, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by thy myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad. That turneth wise men backward, maketh their knowledge foolish. That confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers. that saith to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Thus saith to the deep, Be dry, and I will dry up the rivers. Thus saith to Cyrus, He is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure. Even saying to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation be laid. Interesting, he ends with the decree of Cyrus to send the Jews in exile in Babylon back to rebuild their country. I am the ruler of everything. I choreographed this life down to the last detail, God says. You think you have free will, and you do in the choice of whether you follow him or not, and that's basically it. He will guide your steps. He will mold the things that you encounter every day. He even says here, I will confound your intelligence if necessary. Don't fight against such a force. He is the God Almighty. He created you. All he wants you to do is respond to him and follow him with all your heart. Chapter 45. He's leading us up here.
So that name Cyrus, I just looked that up.
Uh-huh.
Because I've never really looked that up before. It means sun, like the one that goes over our head,
right.
Or throne.
Oh, cool.
So that's pretty neat. Because he's about to be established.
Yeah. Yeah. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two levied gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasure of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places. That thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. This is a portion of the scroll given to Cyrus when he rode in, conquering Babylon, written 150 years prior to him coming in. And Daniel hands it to him, and he reads it. It's like, what else could he do but fall down on his knees and worship the God of Israel? For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee. I even named you, pal. Mm-hmm. You thought your parents did it? No. God is he's just trying to infuse into your mind how closely he choreographs this world.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned.